WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Hunter Biden and federal prosecutors have reached a tentative plea agreement. It would result in President Biden's son pleading guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges and entering a diversion program on a felony gun charge. ABC's Aaron Katursky says there is no mention of his overseas business dealings.
In saying nothing, I think it may speak volumes because it shows that a U.S. attorney appointed under the Trump administration after a five-year investigation did not find any additional conduct to be chargeable. And even though a statement from U.S. Attorney David Weiss says that the investigation is ongoing, we have a statement also from Hunter Biden's attorneys saying that this five-year investigation has been resolved.
Oxygen levels are dwindling for the passengers on board the OceanGate submersible, hoping to tour the Titanic wreckage. U.S. and Canadian military are launching robotic search vessels looking for signs of life. This is ABC News. Ford and General Motors recently announced their electric vehicles will work with Tesla's charging network. Now another EV manufacturer is joining them.
Startup Rivian says by next year, its EV trucks will support the North American charging standard. That's the plug Tesla uses at its more than 12,000 supercharging stations across the country. In recent months, the market has been consolidating around these Tesla chargers. Advocates say it will ease EV adoption, but EV Pulse's Chad Kirshner says there are some who argue
that having one person, one company, one automaker in charge of the entire EV charging infrastructure of a country is not wise.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Apple, the tech giant, is trying to trademark images of Apple, the fruit. The intellectual property fight pits the company against a union representing fruit growers in Switzerland. If Apple, the company, wins, it could force the union group to change its logo. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Charges could be brought against two people complicit in a bonfire explosion in Shawnee County last fall. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has more.
It's been 8 months since 18-year-old Brendan Brzezkowski suffered second and third degree burns over almost 40% of his body from a bonfire explosion. Several others also suffered injuries after two teens threw a partially filled 55-gallon container of diesel fuel and gasoline in a fire. One of the kids, a 16-year-old, was sentenced to 40 hours of community service. The other teen, a 17-year-old, and an adult in the eyes of the law and the homeowner still have not been charged. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Department recommended charges to be filed last November. Shawnee County DA Gregory Parker explained the delay, saying his office has been short-staffed and the case is complex. Parker says charges could be filed within 4 to 6 weeks.
Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. I'd you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. I'd you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. I'd you to get social with us by following.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And it's great to follow my good friend Todd Albo, a great host. Always enjoy following his show. No subject is off limits in this show. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We've got a lot of history to talk about right now. I'm going to start with some breaking news. Breaking news this morning. Hunter Biden entered into a plea agreement with the Department of Justice, the federal government, in which he agrees to plead guilty to 2 tax misdemeanors. They're misdemeanors. He won't serve time in jail. He'll have 2 years of probation. It has several things, and I want to talk about just objectively. His father's the president. Obviously, the attorney general is appointed by his father. On the other hand, the U.S. attorney that handled this was appointed by Trump and has stayed on. Unlike Trump, Joe Biden didn't just fire all the U.S. attorneys that the other guy had put in. This guy was a pro. In any event, I want to talk about what would be normal in this kind of case, what would be customary. So, 2 tax misdemeanors in 2017 and 2018, he filed his taxes late. Won't get jail time. He'd be on probation for 2 years. He's going to have to go down to the probation parole office and check in and follow all their rules. There was one other potential charge that was resolved the way it would be in any state in this country. He bought a gun. He has a right to buy a gun. Not only under the Second Amendment does he have a right to buy a gun, but he has a right to buy a gun under federal statutes. But in the process of applying for it, he failed to disclose that he had a drug addiction. He has a drug addiction. He's wrestling with that. He's getting treatment and so forth. And what this particular plea bargain, because it's a plea bargain, did was it said, if you comply with all of your, it's a deferred prosecution. If you comply with all of the conditions of your probation for the next 2 years. Basically show that you've cleaned up your act and keep up any treatment for your addiction. We will not prosecute you for failing to disclose your addiction when you bought the gun. And that's how it would be handled with most people. Now, let me tell you something about the tax misdemeanors. There's a difference between a felony and misdemeanor. The legal difference is that anything that you can serve more than a year in prison or jail for is a felony in all likelihood. I can't think of many two-year misdemeanors. On the other hand, misdemeanors are agreed to by U.S. attorneys who think that the conduct involved doesn't rise to felony or prison dimensions. In this case, he filed his tax returns for 2017 and 2018. He filed them late. Not supposed to file them late. If you file them late by a day, a week, a month, probably not going to hear from the U.S. attorney. If it's more than that, for whatever reason, either you didn't have the cash at the time, whatever, and you didn't go through the proper hoops, at some point, the U.S. attorney will look at you, especially if you're the president's son. And he should. And he did. And he did. My judgment, having practiced law a long time, is that this is the kind of plea agreement, that a good U.S. attorney would enter into with a good defense counsel. And here, this is a good U.S. attorney. Donald Trump appointed him. You don't get clearance from the attorney general every time you charge or don't charge. You don't have to. With one exception, if there's anything having to do with capital punishment, anything having to do with treason or national security, you probably would. In fact, you definitely would. Now, the Republicans are objecting to this. You know, fine. I would expect that. It's kind of low-hanging fruit and so forth. But they are not going to be able to show you many cases, if any, where somebody was charged with a felony for filing his taxes late. And they certainly are not going to be able to show you anybody in any of their states, in Texas, and Florida, and Louisiana, and Utah, and anywhere else, who was criminally prosecuted for buying a gun, for omitting information about drug addiction. You're simply not going to find it. This is a run-of-the-mill plea bargain, and I'll leave it finally, and then we'll go to the lines. I see some interest in this. People say plea bargain like it's a bad thing. People say plea bargain like it's somehow wrong. Let me tell you something. The federal system would fall apart without what are called plea bargains. If every defendant insisted on a jury trial for his or her offense, the system would break down. They couldn't do it. They rely on plea bargains. And the defendants know that. And it is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. Because the U.S. attorney can take into account circumstances at something less than the full amount of a charge. Somebody shows cooperation. Somebody shows acceptance of responsibility. And somebody shows, to put it in the vernacular, that they've cleaned up their act. And that's what's happened here. I'm going to go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I think this is kind of a ho-hum issue here that he admitted took responsibility. Yeah, let's put this all behind us now rather than, you know, the continual Republican drumbeat over Hunter Biden. I mean, that he's sucked it up and taken responsibility for what he did wrong. And all well and good. What I'd like to know is the continued attack on Wisconsin Republicans on the right to vote here in the state of Wisconsin. I was wondering if you could explain to me what I've read the section 2 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, and while it's clear to me that the electors, of which you and I are electors in this, here in the state of Wisconsin, we choose the electors to vote for president and vice president that and elect legislative offices. When that right is abridged by anybody in power to a right to vote, what the actual consequences are, I mean, it's kind of confusing how that is written. And maybe this isn't the time or the place for that analysis, but I mean, that Wisconsin Republicans are merrily going away now, trying to abridge our right to vote, and especially students, and they should be held accountable for their violation to their oaths of office.
Right. Excellent question. Let me hit it and try to get it in the rest of this segment. Keep one thing in mind. The 14th Amendment was passed in 1868. The Constitution, of course, was back in the 1700s, the late 1700s. George Washington became president in 1788, so it was shortly before that. Now, here's the deal. And it's more dangerous than you've described. In the Constitution of the United States, which was enacted and adopted in the 1700s, the end of the 1700s, it says that the state legislators will pick the electors for president. It says that the state legislatures will pick the senators who will represent that state in the Senate. So this is the way the country started out. There weren't presidential elections in 1788. Everybody knew it was George Washington. Then came John Adams, then came Thomas Jefferson. Over time, the country evolved culturally and technologically. The 14th Amendment was passed in 1868. And in my opinion, I think the opinion of a lot of scholars, that came after the provisions of the Constitution. And so it should take precedence as to the points that it's making in the amendment. In other words, as to that specific subject matter. So you and I are electors and we are voters. Things went on, however, and by the beginning of the 20th century, the Senate was so corrupt, so lazy, so incompetent, and frankly, it reminds me a lot of this Senate right now, that everybody got together, Republican and Democrat, and they said, you know, we think that the people should vote for the Senate directly. And a constitutional amendment was passed. It was roughly around, I don't know, 1917. It was about 100 and some odd years ago. Otherwise, Robin Voss would pick the two, and LeMahieu would pick the two U.S. senators. But they never changed the Constitution about the legislatures deciding on the electors, because everybody thought by that point there were already presidential elections. Nobody would have the guts, no federal judge would have the guts to try to get rid of elections. And they didn't anticipate the present Supreme Court, several of them have taken money. They did not anticipate that. In the case of Moore v. Harper, which is pending, that issue is coming up. We're going to a break. I'm going to get back to it right after the break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our client's best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky tonight with a low of 59. East winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, 83. 61 tomorrow night, clear skies and quiet. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 59 tonight. Highs reach 83 tomorrow. Lows level off around 61 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Are open, 844-967-2789. And I want to say this, we still have a few baseball tickets. The game tonight, Brewers against the Diamondbacks. We have tickets for the 7 p.m. opening pitch starts, 7 p.m. And listen to the game too on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, Civic Media Station in the Fox Valley, or WRCE News. From the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. You want those tickets? Quite literally, the best tickets in the house, in my view. In my view, the best tickets in the house. You call the station. You call 844-967-2789. Calvin will answer the phone. Give him your contact information. At this point, he'll tell you where you can. How he's going to get you the tickets, because it's tonight. Be a great game. Great night for a game. Great night for a game. I want to get back to finish up what Mark from the SAC was talking about. So in Moore v. Harper, this is a case where the North Carolina Supreme Court had been more liberal. It isn't now, but it was when this case started. And they overturned the legislature. The legislature had racially gerrymandered the state. The U.S. Supreme Court took certiorari, it's called. They took review, and it looked like they were going to overturn it on the grounds that under their idea of the independent legislature theory in the Constitution, not even the state Supreme Court interpreting the state Constitution could stop the legislature from doing whatever it wanted to black people, whatever it wanted to Democrats, whatever it wanted. This is not an honest Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas is crooked. Clarence Thomas has taken money. We know he's taken money. Two of the others have taken money, but less than Clarence Thomas, apparently. Four of those justices out of nine subscribe to the independent legislature theory. Gorsuch, Alito, Comey Barrett, and Clarence Thomas. There was a moment of fresh air in the Alabama case recently, 5-4, where they upheld a federal judge overturning Alabama's racially discriminatory reapportionment. Down there, Alabama had succeeded in jamming the population into just one black congressman. But the population of the state would have called for two. Supreme Court overturned it 5-4. Everybody was amazed. I think Roberts and Kavanaugh, who are in the majority, have gotten scared. People have been saying it's a crooked Supreme Court. A crooked Supreme Court. That's what they've been saying. Warby Harper was altered when there was an electoral sweep of Republicans in North Carolina. They're now a right-wing court, and that right-wing court reinstated the racial maps that the Republican legislature had done. And now there's some speculation that our U.S. Supreme Court will look at that and say, well, it's what's called moot, M-O-O-T. We don't have to hit it because somehow North Carolina's gotten it right. But what this means, the independent legislature theory, they want to adopt it. Four of them come right out and say it, and the other two, Roberts and Kavanaugh, in the past have argued for it. Really, six of them want it, the six tarantulas. It would say that in Wisconsin, the Constitution says that the legislature picks the electors. That's what it says. And they didn't change that by constitutional amendment 100 years ago like they did with the Senate. So Voss and LeMahieu can just publish a list and they won't be fake electors. They'll be fake in my view. And they will pick the president and they'll keep gerrymandering themselves every 10 years and then keep picking Republican presidents. Really, really hurting our country. Question is, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? I'm going to go to the lines. David Emekwan, my friend, thanks for calling. David, what's in your mind today?
Really quickly, this is kind of flying under the radar. And it's a little disconcerting to me. Concerning to me, I should say. Putin is, I guess, given Belarus nuclear weapons, from what I understand, I was reading the other day. And that is being done as we speak. And so I'm curious to hear your viewpoint as to, you know, what Putin could potentially be doing, because Biden, I think the other day, just mentioned, President Biden mentioned briefly that he feels that Putin could potentially use nuclear weapons, which if that were to be the case, oh, my God, I mean, there's not going to be any winners in that realm for any stretch of imagination, that's for sure.
Yeah, let me, it's a bit off topic. Let me respond as much as I can this segment. I'll pick it up afterwards. I just want to hold that thought, and I just want to finish up the segment on the voting. And it's this. Even under the independent legislature theory, if a state Supreme Court says that something doesn't work under the state constitution, that should be final. And now with Janet Protasiewicz on there, I know how they would rule. If Voss says legislature picks the electors and not the people, Protasiewicz wouldn't put up with that. The danger is that the six tarantulas would try to overrule Protasiewicz. That's what we're talking about. And I just think at some point, after there's 200 years now of presidential elections and they do that, we do not obey the Supreme Court. We do not obey Voss. We're free Americans. We do not obey them. There has been a change on the ground in how we pick presidents, and that's with independent voting in presidential elections. Come to a break. I'm going to get to Putin and to Belarus and nuclear weapons and David's excellent question. Right after the break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Hunter Biden and federal prosecutors have reached a tentative plea agreement.
It would result in President Biden's son pleading guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges and entering a diversion program on a felony gun charge. ABC's Aaron Katursky says there is no mention of his overseas business dealings.
And saying nothing, I think it may speak volumes because it shows that a U.S. attorney appointed under the Trump administration after a five-year investigation did not find any additional conduct to be chargeable. And even though a statement from U.S. Attorney David Weiss says that the investigation is ongoing, we have a statement also from Hunter Biden's attorneys saying that this five-year investigation has been resolved.
Oxygen levels are dwindling for the passengers on board the OceanGate submersible, hoping to tour the Titanic wreckage. U.S. and Canadian military are launching robotic search vessels looking for signs of life. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
Federal investigators ruled that JBS Foods is not doing enough to protect its workers. According to the Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the company failed to protect a Green Bay plant employee whose fingers were crushed while removing a shackle from a cow on a trolley line last December. The incident led to the man having two of his fingers amputated. OSHA also cited JBS for other serious safety violations. The agency reportedly has proposed $227,000 in penalties.
Two women from Manitowoc were sentenced in federal court for conspiracy to obtain and distribute fentanyl. 31-year-old Ashley Schroeder was sentenced to 4 years in prison on May 10th. Her accomplice, 34-year-old Amanda Adelman, also received 4 years. Authorities who surveilled the women said they made 2 to 3 trips a week to Milwaukee to purchase the fentanyl, then distributed it in Manitowoc.
Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in two weeks, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now. 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
I'm fixing a home. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond briefly to David of Mequon's question about nuclear weapons and Russia and all that. I'm going to give you the factual background of where we are on that, what I think. And here goes. He has occasionally saber-rattled in a most impotent fashion. Dmitry Medvedev, former president over there, and his lackey, they'll threaten this kind of stuff. The fact of the matter is, you should understand a few things. Xi Jinping, the president of China, when he met with Putin, remember they had their so-called summit and they talked. He our intelligence services say that he told Putin, do not use nuclear weapons. Do not use nuclear weapons, because you can't contain that. You can't contain it in the whole world. And they don't want it in China. They don't want it anywhere else. Number one. Number two, Putin threatens this to look strong at home. And he did say, as David said, that he's transferring weapons, nuclear weapons, to Belarus. Now, Belarus is a country just to the west of Russia. And they are in Russia's hip pocket. Lukashenko, their strong man, lost an election, went in anywhere, tortures, and he's the one that hijacked that plane that was about to land in Latvia with the activist and his girlfriend on it and put him in prison in Belarus. But the word is that he was lying, that the weapons had not gone to Belarus. Now, if they're there, I do not think that our CIA is particularly worried that they're armed or they can be used. They think it's a scam. Now, but say it's not a scam, what kind of weapons are there? They're tactical nuclear weapons. What's a tactical nuclear weapon? Tactical nuclear weapon is one that they would put on an artillery shell or some kind of missile. It wouldn't be the kind of ICBM type intercontinental missile that would try to blow up a city. The problem is that with modern technology in that area, the tactical nuclear weapons that fit on an artillery shell or a missile would have the same explosive power of the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima or Nagasaki. It would completely destroy Ukraine. Now, the United States has not said that they would retaliate against Russia in that respect, but Russia knows that we would retaliate on a nuclear attack if it occurred through an ICBM or as a major nuclear attack. I personally think that Putin knows he'd be committing suicide if he did that. And one of the curious things is, one of the reasons Putin is still alive is because the West has made a decision that, as bad as he is, he's a genocidal sadist. The other genocidal sadists, which throughout the Russian population and their leadership, some of them are even worse. There are occasionally people who might use it. It would be the end of Russia, but Russia's not much. I mean, Russia's 145 million people with two basically major cities, Moscow and St. Petersburg, and hasn't really done anything other than export sadism, terror, and fraud for 130 years since the 19th century. So he's not going to commit suicide by cop. Lukashenko is an animal. He is a sadist himself. All of these people eventually have to be killed when there's sane leadership in Russia, if there ever is. I personally think Russia should not survive as a country. And I'm not suggesting they have to be destroyed militarily right now, but 145 million people who have accomplished nothing for 130 years and are sadistic and genocidal, they're simply hairballs clogging the drain. That land can be put to much better use. The 10th century is nothing more than a forest inhabited by wolves. And these are my own personal thoughts on it. So thanks for calling, Mark. All right, I want to get to, unfortunately, Trump, the indictment, and so forth. Trump gave an interview on Fox, Bill Baer, that was absolutely irrational. He was shown recordings of him showing secret government info and documents in Bedminster. You know, he's rattling them, he's sort of crumpling them in the audio. Said they're still classified and highly confidential. I shouldn't be showing you these. They're done by the military. They were given to me. This is an attack on another country, and we know it was Iran. And he says in this thing, oh, no, that's not true. It wasn't a document. Well, aren't you saying it is? The press is crooked. That's what he said. Then he has now claimed that the National Archives went into Mar-a-Lago and planted these documents. He said that some months ago, and now he's just said it again. He said, I may have held up a document or I may not, but it wasn't a document, whatever that means. All of this, by the way, is admissible at trial. Then the Fox guy goes, Brett Byard goes, well, why didn't you give the documents back to the archives when they asked for it? And you wouldn't be in this fix. You know what Trump said? He said, if they wanted them back, they had to say, please, please, please. Only way to get it back. This is a direct quotation. So the host goes, well, they did. And then they subpoenaed them. And they kept asking you. And Trump just sat there. Then Trump said, Ivanka and Don Jr. and Eric will not be in his administration. He says, I would like to be less combative, but the press is extremely dishonest, so I have to be combative. I'll tell you what, this guy is a few bricks short of a load. Eileen Mercedes Cannon, who's in his hip pocket, she kneels before El Gordo, set an August 14 trial date. I mean, August 14 this year, not next year. I'm talking about less than 2 months from now. That is a placeholder. That is not going to hold. There's a thing called CIPA, the Classified Information Procedures Act. The lawyers are still trying to get clearances. They are not going to get ready by the 14th, but it's a start. She more or less had to do it. She gets everybody off her back. We're going to see. But then Brett Byard asked him, and this is a terrific question. And here's what Trump's response was. Byard goes, well, your administration last time is not supporting you. Mike Pence is not supporting you, is running against you. Nikki Haley is not supporting you, running against you. Mike Pompeo is not supporting you. John Bolton's not supporting you. You call Bill Barr a gutless pig. Your defense secretaries call you irresponsible. You attack John Kelly, your former chief of staff, calling him weak and ineffective and born with a small brain. That's what he said. Mark Mulvaney, acting chief of staff, you call him a born loser. Rex Tillerson, your first secretary of state, said dumb as a rock, you called him. Jim Mattis, your other defense secretary, you said was the, quote, world's most overrated general. Kayleigh McEnany, your spokesperson, said she's a milquetoast. Elaine Chao, transportation secretary, Mitch McConnell's wife, you said she is Mitch McConnell's China-loving wife. He said, you know, so Byard said, you know, your entire cabinet basically thinks you're out of your mind. And you've called them names. What about that? He said, well, there are lots of other people that are for me. This is a pathetic, pathetic individual. And one of the things before we go to the lines that I want to make sure everybody is in sync on, the defense that they're going to give, and remember something, Eileen Mercedes Cannon has the right to control what evidence comes in. She has the right to dismiss the case in the middle of trial and enter a judgment of acquittal that can't be appealed. She is very dangerous. It is very dangerous to have this thing filed in Palm Beach County where there were only three judges that could have heard it, and she was one of them. This is all very dangerous. But the thing that bugs me the most is they are starting to develop a hoarder, H-O-A-R-D-E-R strategy. In other words, well, he's just an eccentric guy, he likes to hoard documents. Well, no, he's a guy who stole documents, hid them, lied around a deposition subpoena, lied around, quite frankly, a subpoena from the National Archives, lied to the FBI, kept moving them and hiding them in New Jersey and elsewhere, and putting them exposed in bathrooms, in closets where towels were kept, that kind of thing near the pool. And everybody in the world knew it that had an intelligence agency. And as a result of this, we had a spike in our undercover agents captured, tortured, and killed. He knew what he was doing. He is not a hoarder. He knew what he was doing. He's monetized it. Saudi Arabia gave $2 billion to Ivanka's husband, Jared Kushner. Trump just signed a deal in Oman, United Arab Emirates, where they're selling condos for millions of dollars. Trump is on the take. Trump is an agent of our enemy's intelligence services. Keep that in mind. He's not a hoarder. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, you remember a week and a half ago when he was indicted, and I myself, I'm sure you, were not happy with the fact that he wasn't treated normally and that, you know, no handcuffs, no fingerprinting, no any of the above, no passport being taken. I might just suggest, after seeing some of last night's episode, he's about two, maybe three at tops, interviews like that, away from not only handcuffs, but a straitjacket.
Yeah, and that,
the guy is
funny,
certifiably insane.
Funny line. One of the guys that came out, and I want to pick up on that. That's an important point. One of the guys that picked up on that and said, quote, Jack Smith has a new assistant attorney general helping the prosecution. His name is Donald Trump. You're absolutely right. Everything you say, once criminal charges are filed against you and even before they're filed against you, is usable in court. I don't know if he understands that. He gets on TV and he says, yeah, I had these documents. I just want a little time to look through them. That's a felony. But he's not just a hoarder. The thing that bothers me is that Eileen Mercedes Cannon could prevent the executions and torturing of our foreign agents coming into evidence on the grounds that she just doesn't feel that it's, quote, relevant, end quote. There's nothing can be done about that if it happens in the middle of trial. That's what bothers me. What you're saying is absolutely right. All of this stuff is admissible if the judge lets it in. If the judge lets it in, he basically confessed. He bled all over the floor. He confessed. And this message I want to send to all of his supporters, and some of them listen to this show. I'm glad you do listen to the show. Here's the deal. I respect your being a Republican. My good friend Todd Albo was a Republican for many years. I listened to his show, and he's pointed out that there are many good Republicans. Liz Cheney's a good Republican. I'll tell you what. There are many good Republicans. But Donald Trump, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It's betraying the United States. It's seeing our undercover agents captured and killed. We need to have an America that stands tall with our NATO allies, with our allies in the Pacific. And this guy ain't it. This guy ain't it. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 60 tonight under mainly clear skies. Easterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 83 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows around 60. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, lows level off around 60 tonight. Highs reach 83 tomorrow. Lows level off around 60 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to build on what I was saying. How important it is to have a rational president who's well-respected internationally to keep the world order together and in check. Tony Blinken just came back from China. He's on the way to London now on something else. But Biden said he did a hell of a job. After 2 days of meetings in Beijing, and one of them was with President Xi Jinping for almost an hour, Biden says we're on the right trail. Made progress. He said, you know, we made progress. And I'll tell you what, let's go over that progress briefly. Under Biden, under Joe Biden, here are our alliances. We have alliances with, I'm going to do them one at a time very quickly. ASEAN, it's called. It's called the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. We're in that group. China's not in that group. Those are important countries to us. They're afraid of China. Biden seized on that, done a great job. There are 18 members of the Pacific Islands Forum. These are very tiny. They're countries. You wouldn't know they were countries. They're tiny countries. They're afraid of China. Biden understands that. And there's an 18-member forum, and we're the dominant force. AUKUS, AUKUS, US, Australia, and the UK. UK obviously still has a presence over there. We're the driving force in that one, too. Then a consortium of India, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines in that one. Now what Blinken did, and Biden's the one that set it up, Biden had talked to Xi before, is China, India, Japan, and South Korea are the 800-pound gorillas. They're the big kahunas over there. Biden's including China in that. China and India, by the way, hate each other. They're racially different. They're religiously different. One's a communist country. They have a border, and believe it or not, they have violent skirmishes where soldiers of each side get killed. And what they're doing is they're fighting over some godforsaken piece of deserted land that you would never want to go to in a million years. Now, India is coming closer to us. He's coming to Washington for a state dinner. And Biden's going to praise him. But Blinken went over and praised Xi Jinping in China, and everything's cool. You see how important this is. None of this happens when you have a president like Trump. None of this happens. It's even worse in Europe when he threatens to pull you out of NATO which he said he would do and he will do if he ever got back in. Ukraine to be abandoned, slaughtered, raped, tortured. They start, quote, liberating, the Ruskies would, the Russian-speaking parts of eastern Estonia. They go into Latvia again. Europe couldn't stop them without starting a nuclear war. We can stop them. We can't have Trump as president. By the way, I want to toss out, this is fascinating, and I had never thought about it in this way, but it's fascinating. An outfit does a poll in California. They have a very interesting question. They give them a bunch of political names, famous names, and they say, we want you to give a one-word response. One word. That's all you get. One word to describe that person in your mind. One word. Then they compile it. You'll have 800 or 900 responses for all of them. And then they'll carve out a theme, the most common word for each one. And here you go. For Trump, the overwhelming response, one word, was criminal. How about DeSantis? The overwhelming response when they were given one word was fascist. How about Biden, Joe Biden? The overwhelming response given one word was old. All right. The guy's, what is the guy? What's the guy? He's what, 80? 81? He's going to be 82. So what? So what? Konrad Adenauer and Charles de Gaulle were older than that, and they put France and Germany back together after the Second World War. Don't give me a break. Gavin Newsom, it was split between two words. Half of them said unknown, and the other one was unsure. And poor Chris Christie, here's the deal. All of the responses were some iteration of his weight, because Trump has been making fun and mocking them for his weight. His weight, by the way, is because he eats too much. His aid is a physical thing. I mean, some people have a thing. Christie had a great response. He says, I struggled with my weight, not with my character. Excellent response. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. We have a little time. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. I was going to ask you, but maybe tomorrow, the effect AI intelligent will have on elections going down the road. And if I had one word to define Biden, would be honest. But I want to ask about AI intelligence. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Fascinating question. I'll respond a little bit. Obviously, it's a big question. And thank you for that about Biden, because you're right. Honest, very knowledgeable, very competent. AI, artificial intelligence, I'm not as scared about it as a lot of folks. You know, it's computers, basically. That's all it is. It's sort of all souped up and hopped up. But I think that we have the technology to protect our ballots, to protect our systems. And I'll tell you what, at some point, there's nothing wrong with going back to paper ballots. Or, like in Wisconsin, do it electronically, but have a paper backup. You know, we have a paper backup here. You go in and they give you something, you feed it in the machine, but that paper is kept. There are about 6 states that don't have paper backup. I don't like that. That should be illegal, because occasionally you have an aberrant result and you can't be sure if there was skullduggery. As long as you have a paper backup, AI can't do anything in terms of jury rigging, jimmying up these ballots. They certainly can put out disinformation. That's why educate yourselves, support education, use your brain. Quit just sitting dully in front of a television and think and read. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Great.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media